Today on WMUK, we're going to talk about the season opener of the Kalamazoo Civic's 90th season. It's the classic musical, Hello Dolly, and I'm beside myself with excitement to have the talent in this room here to talk about the show this hour. They include the headliner, Lori Moore, as Dolly, and we have director Tony Humrichhauser back, as well as two fabulous cast members, Hal Hobson, who plays Horace Vandergelder, and Ken Holda, who plays Cornelius Hackle, and Janet Gover, also here to help us remind listeners about when and where to get tickets and performances and when they are. And I will tell you now, they start this Friday and continue through October 7th. So welcome to everybody. It's great to have you all here at WMUK.
You're supposed to sing it, though, Kara. I haven't had one person say, "Hi, Lori." It's, "Hello, doll." Everyone is singing it now.
You could have.
It's my favorite part of the show.
You could have tipped me off, you know. I would have tried. Although if I had my flute here, that would help a little. I'd feel more comfortable with that. Full disclaimer, I do sometimes play in musicals around town, so I have that background too, but today I'm here just to interview and learn about Hello Dolly, and I have a lot to learn because I'm going to admit I've never seen the show, and of course I know some of the great songs, but this is new to me. The story, the why it's such an iconic musical, and I'm really excited to hear everyone's perspective on that. I can't help but start with Lori. So you have an extensive background in theater. Doesn't it go back to high school?
It does. The first show I ever auditioned for was actually by accident. I went with a friend of mine for support. She wanted me to go with her to Auntie Mame. And I went, and I was just there for support. And the director, Bob Cooper, who was awesome, he called me up. He says, "Come on, you're here, just do it." And so I auditioned, and then we went holding hands, looking at the stage door to see if she got in the role. And there's my name at the top as Auntie Mae. So that was my first audition. So yeah, 15 years old. And you know what? That was the play, Auntie Mae. And then I went on to do the musical at the Civic. But yeah, I've been doing it a while.
Voice training along the way?
Yes, I went to Hope College, mm-hmm. and did Hope Summer Repertory Theater, and then did some shows at the Civic. But I had a very, very long gap, and I think you can probably understand. I did morning radio for a long time,
yes,
in Kalamazoo, which required getting up at 3:45 in the morning. So theater and that did not go very well together. So I was in the 50th anniversary show of the Civic, which is alarming since we're talking about the 90th now. But I did the show Irene. I was Irene and Irene, and it was a beautiful musical for their big anniversary. And then I had a 21-year gap of shows, and when I did MAME. So.
Well, did your theater training at all feed into your career as a top radio host in West Michigan?
It absolutely did.
Yeah.
But I had a very hard time reining in to gear it into the microphone, if that makes sense, because in theater you're I'm also almost smacking our director in the face right now.
She's making lots of gestures.
There's lots of gestures, so you know it's different, but it's very, very similar.
Right.
At the same time,
play to the back of the house.
That's right.
When you're on a stage, but here it's just you and a little microphone, and it's doing all the amplification for you.
That's right. You know, I have to tell you, I have not seen Hello Dolly either. I've never seen it, and you know why I haven't seen it?
Why?
This is weird. Well, Carol Channing, who we're going to hear from in just a little bit, she, of course, is the iconic Dolly. She had the world record for never missing a performance. She has traveled the world doing this show, thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of performances. And her streak ended in Kalamazoo at Miller Auditorium. Yeah, because she got food poisoning, so she couldn't do the show. And that was the night I was supposed to go. But it was a huge news story. An international news story, and still it's part of theater lore that Carol Channing broke her record here. Wow. That's why I didn't see it, because I was going to go see her.
Yeah, people do talk about this theater and you know, live music curse. The Kalamazoo sometimes visits
upon people.
Absolutely. Remember the guy from The Righteous Brothers?
I saw them. They were wheeling them out at the Radisson. Sorry, that wasn't very tasteful.
Hello, but yeah. Dolly starts this Friday and continues through October 7th. Full details are at KazooCivic.com. And we're with Lori Moore, who plays the title role. We have Tony Hummerkauser, Hal Hobson, and Ken Holda here, all from the cast and directing, and Janet Gover as well, who is an actress but is here as a reminder to tell listeners that tickets are available at KazooCivic.com. Lori, the story you started off with included, you know, a friend who was interested in theater, but you got the role. This is an iconic role. I imagine you might have even been friends with or known other people who wanted to play Dolly this time.
That's hard.
Yeah.
It is, because of course you
do.
And
there's a lot of talented people here.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
But they'll be doing other shows.
Yeah, they will.
Down the road. Yeah.
So I imagine it was, I don't know, how was it to cast this, Tony?
Well, you have to find somebody that's going to, I always base every audition off the audition.
Yeah.
And the energy, it's that tried and true cliche, it takes 3 seconds to determine whether you like somebody or not. And especially when you're casting a show like this, they walk through the door and you're looking at them through a certain lens. And Lori walks through the door and she just lights up a room. She just has that ability. And when Dolly walks on stage, the audience has to fall in love with her immediately. And that's so easy to do with Lori. Mm-hmm. And I just went off my gut instinct. And as soon as she walked through the door, I said, yep, that's the lady. And I was great. I was really grateful. You know, Lori had a great reputation. But I was grateful to be able to walk in with a clean slate, right? And I was able to make the determination.
Mixing in Kalamazoo for a long time.
That's right. That's right. And I knew Lori's reputation, but she walked through the door, and it was confirmed when she walked through the door. She just lights up a room, and she's beautiful on stage, and she's lovely to work with. You know, I rate people off of whether or not they're a gut laugher or not. Mm. People that can laugh from their heart and their gut, I say they're unguarded on stage. And Lori had that in the audition, and immediately I was sold on her.
Okay, well, as I said, I'm a little deficient on my Hello, Dolly knowledge. Who is Dolly? Why is she so important in our, theater history?
Well, it's an old story. It goes back to the 1800s. It's a German story. It started on the German stage in the early 1800s as a play. Then they musicalized it, actually. There was an actual musical of this play, incredibly popular in Germany. Then the British stole it. Then it jumps across the pond at turn of the century in a play called A Day in Chinatown. And then in the 1930s, Thornton Wilder takes the material and creates The Merchant of Yonkers. That eventually evolves into Hello, Dolly in the 1950s. And that production starred Ruth Gordon, the iconic Ruth Gordon. She was the grand dame of theater, so she was able to walk in and really people took notice of the play then because of her attachment to it. And then it was Jerry Herman fell in love with the material about this true, it's a story about love in all its forms from spring through autumn. And we have young love, we have summer love, you know, that's a little more heated, if you will. And then you have, you know, the autumn of our lives when people may have experienced love already and they're looking for, they're still looking for that person. And it plays out in many different ways, you know, in all its forms. You know, life is full of cliches. Dolly is full of cliches. But, you know, we can also look at cliches as Valentines. And I think Hello, Dolly is an American Valentine to love in a time, a very innocent time in our history.
How does the plot get started? How does the story start rolling along?
Well, Dolly shows up amid Horace Van de Gelder, who owns a hay and feed in Yonkers, New York. And we have to remember, Yonkers during that time was the country. And so Horace Van de Gelder owns a hay and feed. He has two employees, Cornelius and Barnaby, and their lifelong dream is to go to New York City for different reasons. Dolly, of course, being the matchmaker, shows up in the shop, and she's looking to set up Horace Van de Gelder with Irene Molloy. But in the meantime, she knows that Irene belongs with Cornelius. She knows that Irene has a shop assistant named Minnie Faye, so she's matchmaking Barnaby with Minnie Faye. And Dolly has her own agenda with Horace Vandegelder. It appears as if she's setting him up, but she's really grooming him for herself. And that's basically the story.
Okay. So Dolly is one of those people who feels meddling in someone's life is, you know, the nice thing to do, or the right thing to
She's helping.
She's helping.
She's just helping. And she looks at it as, you know, she's helping God, you know, have the master plan. She's just, you know, working it out.
Okay. Mm-hmm. We have both actors playing Horace Vandegelder and Cornelius Hackle here in the studio today. So, Hal Hobson, I'll start with you. You play Horace. It sounds like a great deal of your job for this is to be the guy who doesn't quite know what's going on behind the scenes.
All the time. Continues. Yeah. I'm kind of, the focus of my performance is fuss and feathers. I'm rah, 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 almost all the time. But I'm sometimes in some scenes I feel like a hand prop because I'm passed from girl to girl to girl and they march me around the stage and they throw me this way and throw me that way. But since I think my first significant role was a dad, and I'm 6'5", so I play dad so many times. And almost all the dad characters are these gruff men that work so hard, but they can't relate to their family, and there's not much sensitivity there until they get peeled back and uncovered. So it's a role that I'm accustomed to playing, we'll put it that way, because I played a whole bunch of them. But when you think about Fiddler on the Roof or Sound of Music, you know, the fathers are always these gruff people that are focused on their work and job and don't have time for their children, and then, you know, the blossoming happens and their eyes are opened. I also had not seen Hello, Dolly at all. I've done a number of other musicals, but this is one I've never done or seen. I've not seen the movie, so I'm a brand newcomer to this too. But of course, I know the outline of the storyline and I knew the songs, but it's brand new work for me. So it's real joy actually constructing this character from the bottom up and not just saying, okay, how are we going to do it this time?
But so, we were married before.
Yes, Laurie and I was. Jackson Pickett Burnside in MAME for Laurie. So
we're the Liz and Dick of Kalamazoo. We just keep getting married over and over.
Her husband and so it's a delight being Laurie's ex-husband all over the place. But we've had a great time putting it together. Tony's been fantastic to work with, but I also had I was dragged into theater by a friend in junior high school. He said, "Let's audition." And I'm, I've never done a play before, and I was scared to death. And he said, "Oh, come on." And 3 days into the rehearsal process, he said, "This is dull and boring. I quit." And I was like, "You can't quit. You've got a role in the play. You've got to do this." You know, my loyalty kicked in. I just said, I just cannot walk away from this. And it was Peter Pan, and I had zero lines, and I carried in the doghouse, and that was it. But I was hooked. I love theater. And the next play I did, it was Cheaper by the Dozen, and I was the father. So from there on, it was Dad was the father, or Hal was the father.
So what do you like about Horace?
That is a tough question, actually. He's a very gruff man, and he treats people very roughly, and it's hard to find. At the very, very end, there's one little redeeming element where he says he's helping somebody out. And it might be that Dolly brings that out in him. It might be that finally he's got enough of smacks across the face that he wakes up and says, "Man, I need to live my life," or "Man, I need to be a decent human being." But there's many, many situations where he just gruffs and grumbles and you know, plows through people. He's kind of a bulldozer. He doesn't treat the waiters kindly, but in that there is charm. There is a lot of character and a lot of humor that happens. So I do get to say to some what I call pay to say lines or brown paper bag lines, where you could just put a bag in your head and say the line and it'd be funny because it's so good. So that's the joy of being able to do that.
There's an interesting theme that happens in Hello, Dolly too. That there are three widows and widowers in Hello, Dolly. And I find it to be thoughtful of Thornton Wilder to look at love through the eyes of somebody that has lost somebody, that has experienced love, and that is looking for love again. You know, the love at first sight adage, when people buy into it. You know, can you fall in love twice at first sight? And Horace is gruff, but in the opening monologue that he has, he looks at the audience and gives them a little teeny piece of information, which is, "And then my wife died, which was foolish of her." And you see a little bit of his heart at the beginning of the play. And with that one line, you're able to take the ride with him, curmudgeon or not, right?
And it's critical to have someone create conflict, right? In a
absolutely,
and any kind of show.
Yeah, and I once again, I think it's amazing that Thornton Wilder had the foresight to look at love through the eyes of somebody that has lost somebody. I think that was it's a lovely element that you don't normally see in theater.
Sure, it might make you appreciate it differently depending on what part of life you're at.
Absolutely.
You know. Well, time. Sorry for holding out on you, Ken Holda. But I'd like to hear about your character, Cornelius. Ken, I can just say, even though, you know, we are not buddy-buddy exactly, but you have been an omnipresent person in pretty much every civic production that I've been a part of. And I can't help but think you must be one of the most dedicated actors we have here in Kalamazoo. Oh, excuse me. Let me make sure your microphone is working. Ken.
Yes.
There we go. So, yeah, bravo to you. And let's hear about your approach to Cornelius.
Yeah, so Cornelius is 33 years old. He doesn't have a very exciting life. He lives in the cellar of Vandergelder's store. But he's an optimist, and he's a dreamer, and he just keeps his spirits up, and you know, just thinks that, you know, something better will happen to him. And in the first scene of the show, he devises a plan to shut down the store for the day and to escape to New York and to finally follow one of his dreams. And I think it's one of the best numbers in musical theater, the Put On Your Sunday Clothes, where everyone is where all the plots of the show kind of come together and take off, and it's everyone getting up and going and heading into New York City from Yonkers. And it's just so exciting to get to sing that every night and get to do that number every night. Unlike everyone else, I've seen Hello Dolly a million times. This was like like my favorite show growing up. I probably wore out the VHS. My parents probably got sick of hearing it. I did see Carol Channing in that tour when she came through Detroit, and I've seen it all over the country. So this has kind of been a lifelong dream of mine to do this show, and I was so excited when the Civic announced it, and then excited when I auditioned and got into it, and every day when I'm doing it, there's another part where I'm like, can't believe I get through without crying, because I'm like, oh, I get to come through the trap door. I get to put on my costume. So it's very exciting, and to do it with all these wonderful people has just been a dream come true.
It's a really significant show, and it's the season opener for the 90th season of the Kalamazoo Civic. It starts on Friday, and dates continue through early October. You can find out more at kazoocivic.com, kazoocivic.com. Ken, since you've been in so many productions and you've even directed, maybe I could get your perspective on something we haven't talked about just yet. That's the look and design and costumes. What do you think about how this show looks as a season
Wait
opener?
Wait until you see this. This is beautiful. Everyone on that Civic staff has really like brought their A game. The set is beautiful. The lights that complement the scenery. The costumes the wigs, everything. You will not be disappointed in anything you see on that stage, because it is all top notch.
I also heard there's a new sound system that has been installed over the summer. And if anything could get better, sound is always one of those things that sometimes it can be a thing that changes your experience in the theater. So an optimum sound system can make things so seamless and really perfect. So I'm excited to hear that news as well. Anyone else want to weigh in on the look and sound and feel?
As I'm looking around the room, though, something just dawned on me, the sound and the feel. It always goes back to the performer, right? And what we're lucky, this is why I love Kalamazoo. Everyone behind this table has acted professionally, and they've chosen Kalamazoo to be their home. So we benefit from that, and all these people volunteer. They're no longer paid for this, but what they do is they bring all their professionalism to the stage as a gift to Kalamazoo, and that enhances everything tenfold.
Well, let's listen to "Put On Your Sunday Clothes," and we'll be back with Ken Holda, Hal Hobson, Tony Humrickhauser, and Laurie Moore for "Hello, Dolly" at the Kalamazoo Civic.
out there. There's a world outside of Yonkers, way out there beyond this hick town, Barnaby. There's a slick town, Barnaby, out there, full of shine and full of sparkle. Close your eyes and see it glisten, Barnaby. Listen, Barnaby.
Turn your heads to the past, turn back the turn of gold. So wear a hand in grace, wave bars in gold. We'll join the Astors at Tony Astors at this composite world that we won't come home. That we won't come home. That we won't come home until we fall in love.
Music from Hello Dolly, which opens on Friday at the Kalamazoo Civic. And here in the studio, I have three members of the cast and the director, and Janet Gover, who is a publicity director for the Kalamazoo Civic. And Janet, what are some details that you can tell listeners about the show and how to find seats and such?
Well, we are very excited to be doing Hello Dolly for our opening musical of our 90th season. We wanted to do something that was very special that you could bring the whole family to and enjoy an evening in the theater. And Kalamazoo audiences have not seen this show in a main stage season at the Civic since 1973. So it's kind of new to all of us, and we're hearing here that people haven't seen it, and we're very excited to bring this show back to Kalamazoo and give it a wonderful staging that it deserves.
It's one of those bucket list musicals that kind of everybody should have in their vocabulary.
It truly is. Yeah. It's not an easy show to do. So we're very excited that we have the team to put it together and bring it to Kalamazoo this fall. And we are opening Friday night. Tickets are going pretty quickly. Right now we're planning on playing through Sunday, October 7th. If tickets keep flying out the door, you know, maybe we'll hold over. We're not ready to make that determination yet. But I would urge anybody who's on the fence about coming to Hello Dolly to get your tickets now. And as you said earlier, they're online at kazoocivic.com, KAZOOcivic.com. Or you can do it the old-fashioned way. There's people in our box office starting at 10 a.m., and they are happy to take your orders at 343-1313.
And you're part of the social media team as well. So one way
I
to get
I am the social media team.
Well, one way to get some an idea of how the sets look and some of the behind the scenes looks are through the Facebook page.
Yes, I do a great job of stealing other people's pictures at the Civic. There were pictures last week going around of the set, which when it went in, it's magnificent. So we did post some pictures on our social media pages last week there. And there's also a group called Behind the Scenes at the Civic, where anybody interested or thinking about becoming involved on the behind the scenes area can join that group and learn more about what's going on and workshops and paint calls and all that kind of thing. We'd love to welcome anybody down that has ever had an inkling about checking us out.
For those who have seen the show and just need a refresher, what are some of the great, great songs that you can think of that might bring people to the box office that just want to hear these pieces again?
Well, you know, Hello Dolly, of course, and Sunday Close was already mentioned, but one of my favorites just watching and observing is Ribbons Down My Back, which is not heard as often as some of these other pieces, but it's so beautiful. It's a lovely, lovely ballad. So.
Yeah, and the interesting thing is we have to remember that every musical that debuted on Broadway usually had a pop star that would record it to premiere it. And Louis Armstrong's recording of Hello Dolly was one of the most, it sold the most copies of any song recorded from a show. It was incredibly, incredibly popular, and it actually enhanced the popularity of Hello Dolly, his recording of the number.
That surprises me. I thought the shows go up and on and they run for a while and then pop stars come calling and record versions.
Well, they quickly learned in the 40s and the 50s that those Broadway standards were hot commodities, so they would always attach pop stars to it. And then pop stars started seeking these the composers out. Up to current history, you know, Barbara Streisand's always hovering around Andrew Lloyd Webber waiting for him to write a new musical so she can record it before even the stage star can perform it. So it happened to Patti LuPone twice with Evita and Sunset Boulevard. She thought she would be premiering these songs on stage, and lo and behold, she turned on the radio and Barbara Streisand was already singing. Andrew Lloyd Webber would do these deals behind the scenes. But this has been happening since way back in the 40s. But thank God for Louis Armstrong, because Louis Armstrong really contributed to the popularity of Hello Dolly.
Yeah, he made an iconic version of the song. There's a lot of big numbers. We just heard like a full chorus number, I close my eyes and I see people moving around the stage and in unison and choreographed. And I'd like to hear now about some of that movement. Who is the choreographer for Hello Dolly?
His name is Joseph Nicastro. Joseph Nicastro is a collaborator of mine from Rhode Island who now has made Chicago his home, and he dances with the Gus Giordano dance troupe. And we're so lucky to have him come in and choreograph the show. We're also an educational institution. We have to remind people we are a community theater, and our volunteers range in ability. And everyone that comes and works at the Civic, it's our mission to have teaching artists come in, not only to be able to direct, but also to be able to teach as they go. And our cast has risen to the challenge, and he has done a beautiful job.
I think the audience will be amazed by our waiters in the show. One of the big scenes happens at the Harmonia Gardens, which is a very fancy restaurant in New York City. And these guys we have in the show, it just blows my mind. They're doing acrobatics, they're doing all this stuff. And these are just dudes from Kalamazoo with jobs, you know? I mean, these aren't professional dancers, but you wouldn't know it by watching them. They're just awesome.
And the most heartening thing is to look at people in, you know, middle-aged people like myself on stage who have never really danced before and not making any excuse for it. They just dive in, they rehearse, they work, they squabble, they negotiate together, but they will stay as long as it's needed to make everything perfect. And that's the entire cast. The entire cast has been, they've worked so incredibly hard to perfect what we're doing on stage. And these men, though, are leading the charge, that's for sure.
And still working their day jobs. Let's hear about, not only movement, but costumes and whether they intersect well. Maybe Lori could weigh in on that.
Well, we do. This is the first show I've been in where I wear a corset, that device of torture. And you know Kalamazoo used to be the corset capital of the world. Did you know that, Kara?
I did know that, yeah.
Yes. So
very proud.
I'm glad they went out of style, but it's a little different to sing and breathe and move and dance, but you do hold yourself differently and, you know, you find yourself walking differently. It affects everything. And yeah.
How's your, you know, oxygen?
Pretty bad.
Wow. So a very period-looking show. Then.
Absolutely.
Wow.
And our costumer has done a beautiful job. The costumes are beautiful. They're beautifully constructed. The cast walks out one by one on stage yesterday, and we were just blown away by the beauty. The wig, down to the wigs, we have she's a beautiful wig mistress as well. The entire team in the costume shop has done a beautiful job constructing costumes for this. And many original designs, which we're very, very proud of. It's our version of Hello Dolly. And we're really proud that the Civic is able to present not what people have seen in the past, but our fresh look at the show.
Well, Hal mentioned a song that references a piece of costuming. It's Ribbons Down My Back. We're going to take a short break and listen to Ribbons Down My Back from the Carol Channing production of Hello Dolly here on WMUK. And a reminder to listeners, Hello Dolly opens this Friday, continues through October 7th, and might hold over. The website is...
It will.
Good. She's planning on it. It's kazoocivic.com or 343-1313 for tickets.
Thank you. I'll be wearing ribbons down my back this summer, blue and green and striped in the yellow sky. So if someone and so I will proudly wear ribbons down my back, shining in my
lovely song from Hello Dolly. And we're still here at WMUK with Ken Holda, Hal Hobson, Tony Hummerkauser, and Lori Moore, who is the star of Hello Dolly. And she's just trying to, you know, help out all these other characters who can't seem to get the job done for themselves. So, you need to step in, right, Lori?
That's right. She's a little bossy, but in a charming way.
And as happens in theater, it all works out for the best.
It sure does. If you want a happy ending. We don't want to spoil anything, but yes, it's a great, happy show.
Any other elements of the story or back scene kind of insights that listeners might enjoy before going out to the theater to see Hello Dolly?
Well, there's been just a real surge of interest in this show since Bette Midler did it on Broadway. You know, it kind of went away for a while, Hello Dolly did, and there's just been so much buzz. And then, of course, Bernadette Peters, and then Bette came back. And, you know, so I think people are interested in seeing it again, and I hope they'll come and see us.
The Kalamazoo Civic opens Hello Dolly on Friday and continues through the 7th of October. There will be Sunday matinees and evening performances. Details all at kazoocivic.com. Let's hear about some other songs or story elements. I mean, we kind of set up the story, but I'd like to hear how it moves along. I mean, I assume they all get to New York at some point and more shenanigans.
On a train. That's really cool, too.
Oh, the train.
We bring a train on stage.
Wow.
But yeah, we all get to New York and kind of spend the day dodging each other. Cornelius has escaped from the store, but his boss, Horace Vander Gelder, is also in New York, so, you know, there's a scene where they're both in the same place at the same time and can't see each other, so so that ends up giving us a lot of opportunities for some comedy as Barnaby and Cornelius are hiding around the shop, and I get to spend about 10 minutes in a closet on stage without air conditioning.
Would you name the actor or actress that is your love interest?
Taylor Goodbranson is playing Irene Malloy.
Okay. Wonderful singer you might have seen in Young Frankenstein.
She is exquisite.
Just amazing.
Truly, truly exquisite. What a beautiful, beautiful singer. And it's difficult, you know, being a director and looking for these roles that really have... Irene, I think, is really, truly... aside from Dolly, the most difficult role in the show to cast because of the range of the role. It's a mezzo-soprano role. Oh. So to find someone that can really perfect that singing as well as be a really good comedic actress is difficult. And Taylor is just beautiful in the part.
Mm-hmm. Maybe you could set up a song called Elegance for us.
Oh, it's so exciting. So they arrive in New York City. And Cornelius and Barnaby don't have any money. Maybe, what is it, $1.33?
Yeah.
They have $1.33. They keep counting their money. And Irene and Minnie say, isn't it just like the rich? They're always counting their money. You know, they think that they're... And Cornelius convinces them that really elegant people do not take streetcars. That's out. They really elegant people walk. And so they sell them on the idea of walking through New York City and acting like aristocrats.
Yes, New York,
It's really us, Barnaby and Cornelius.
All the guests of Mr. Hackler feeling great and look spectacular.
What a knack there is to that, acting like a born aristocrat. We got elegance. If you ain't got elegance, you can never ever carry
my cup. The saucer never moves,
and the way I keep my pinky up indubitably proves
that we got elegance. We've got built in elegance, and with
called Elegance, and it's one of the great numbers from Hello, Dolly. And you can see the Kalamazoo Civics production that opens on Friday and stars Lori Moore, Hal Hobson, and Ken Holda, all here in the studio today, along with director Tony Humrickhauser and publicity director Janet Gover. I wish you all the best of luck for this production. I don't think you really need it. Everyone seems so jazzed up for it. And we are all kind of remarking on how the timing just seems right for Hello, Dolly to be back on the stage at the Civic. Janet mentioned it hasn't been staged since the mid-70s. And since it is a bucket list musical, there's a lot of great reasons to head down.
Tony said this is a fresh take on it, too. This is really the Civic's own production of it. It's, you know, the costume design's original, the set design is original, and it's really... theater is such a collaborative art of visual art and music and dancing and everything and all coming together to create this thing. It's just amazing.
The wonderful thing is I have so many friends in New York who were actually in the New York production. And so I like to post and brag about this production because it's so beautiful to look at. And my friends are all replying, oh, my gosh. One of my friends who was in the production, who shall remain nameless, said, oh, my gosh, that's almost better than our set. And then all these actors start submitting resumes to me. Suddenly, they think we're a professional theater mounting Hello, Dolly. And I'm like, no, we're community theater. So the look of the production is just top notch. And we're so darn proud of it.
Well,
I'm really proud of it.
You invite your out-of-town friends. You know, there's a international...
Oh, they're all coming.
An international airport right near Kalamazoo.
Yes, the Kalamazoo airport is going to see an uptick in the next 3 weeks.
Just
oh, we will. We definitely will. People are talking about it.
It's true.
I have friends coming from France.
Ohio? Yeah.
I think you win.
Yeah, France. France trumps that, I think. So sometimes Kalamazoo Civic Theater productions end up in play competitions. And I know you're here as artistic director for a single year appointment, Tony, but is it your ambition to maybe look at any of these productions, this one or upcoming productions, and think maybe we should take it to a national competition?
Well, the interesting thing about competitions is it's incredibly expensive to take anything like Hello, Dolly to a competition.
Yeah.
Because you're not only talking about saving the set, saving the costumes, having the cast on hold. It's incredibly expensive. It requires a ton of underwriting, a lot of grants. So if we have an angel out there that would love to submit us to help us out, that would be fantastic. But truly, a show like this is incredibly difficult to take to a competition. That being said, I'm sure we would definitely hold our own in any type of competition.
We don't need no competition.
No.
And the hard part is when you take a show to competition, it has to be cut to 60 minutes.
Yeah, you're down to 1 hour. Yeah.
What number do you cut from Hello, Dolly?
Although audiences will be really happy to understand that the show runs at about 2 hours. So as far as Hello, Dollies go, this zips along.
It moves along, yeah. I did... Sylvia a couple of years back, and we took it to competition, but that's a four-person play and a non-musical, and like you said, we did have to cut it down to under, like if you go over, if it's 60 minutes plus a second, then you're disqualified from everything. So there's this great fear of you have to get all of your lines in and drop the curtain in time, and And so it's exciting, but this would not be a good play to a candidate for that.
And our technical director, Philip Miller, I was talking to him yesterday, and he said, it's impossible to store these set pieces. They are so epically large. They were just built for this production, welded, built, designed, laser cut. Unbelievable. And when the production's done, that's the beauty of what we do. We never replicate anything. It all goes away. And so you want to see this because it will be here and gone.
Quit talking about strike already. We haven't even started it. I hate strike.
We cry.
It can be heartbreaking, but that's weeks away, weeks away. Mm-hmm. And since life is ephemeral, this is your chance to see Hello Dolly at the Kalamazoo Civic, kazoocivic.com. Final thoughts, people?
If you've never been to the Civic, the physical building itself is like a little jewel box. It's 500 seats. It is the perfect theater. For the experience alone, I think that's the major selling point. Autumn in Kalamazoo, Michigan, walking across the park, having a wonderful restaurant on the mall, and then coming to see a show like Hello Dolly. There's nothing better.
Mm-hmm. And a new copper roof.
Right. Shiny new copper.
Beautiful.
New copper roof, new sound equipment. We've got new lighting equipment on the stage. Most of these lights are LEDs, so they're much cooler than the old hot bulb lights that we used to have to work with. And I'm just saying to Tony, we come in and we can breathe and speak without our voice drying out. And there's just so many great improvements. Over the past couple of years, there's been new carpeting and new chandeliers, all kinds of things. So it's just a great place.
Your final thoughts, Ken?
Get your tickets. You don't want to miss this.
Janet?
Absolutely. This is one that we're going to be very, very proud of. And I can't wait to see this show this week. So hoping that the Kalamazoo audiences will love it. And it just closed in New York. So if you missed it in New York, come on down to the Civic and you can still check out Hello Dolly.
And I'll probably burst out crying when we do this next song that we're going to hear. I'm serious. It's having all these guys staring at you, worshiping you. It's pretty nice. It's pretty fun.
I'm so jealous.
I love it. You know you do.
Lori, Tony, Hal, Ken, and Janet, thanks for joining me today on WMUK and Break a Leg with Hello Dolly.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot.
To be back home where I belong. You're looking swell, Manny, I can tell.